This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, our subject, the importance of Elijah and Moses, as we continue with Revelation chapter 11. Here's Dr. Davis.
The Passover service held by Jews has a cup which is called Elijah's cup. They know that Elijah must come before the Messiah comes. John the Baptist came in a manner prefiguring Elijah before Jesus' first coming, but he himself said that he was not Elijah. He says this in John chapter 1, verses 21. Elijah is still to come. We know that Elijah did not experience death. He went to heaven in a whirlwind of fire, and we know that in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, he can come back to earth and die, since he never died physically. One of the two witnesses' signs during the tribulation is that they will make it stop raining. This is the same thing that Elijah did during the reign of King Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Also, the period of drought in Elijah's day was the same duration as the time the ministry of the witnesses here in Revelation chapter 11. And we find this in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, Luke 4, verse 25, and James 5, 17 through 18. It is still 3.5 years. If you remember, one biblical year is 360 days. But this would not be the only time that Elijah has appeared after he left earth. If you remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, he appeared with Jesus and they were conversing. So I've just presented to you the scriptural evidence as to why the first prophet is Elijah. The second prophet, I believe, is Moses. And if you look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, Moses and Elijah have already appeared together in ministry. If you remember in Revelation, it says that the prophet will be able to have the power to turn the water to blood. And the water to blood is consistent with Moses' former ministry in Egypt. And we find that in Exodus chapter 7, verses 14 through 24. Moses was also buried, but no one knows where. We know that in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 5 through 6. We know that Satan contended with Michael for the body of Moses, and we know that in Jude chapter 1, verse 9. It shows us that there is a special purpose for Moses. Moses and Elijah represent the law and the prophets. The great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, who more to witness to the Jews than the law and the prophets? So just to pause and to review these five key points. The first was their personalities, is that they were real human beings. Second is their prophecies. And I think their prophecies and their mission and their work reveal who they are, and that reveals that they are Elijah and Moses. Thirdly, let's talk about their power. For them to survive the antagonism of the Jewish nation, these two witnesses will be endued with power. First is the power of their preaching. Their power will manifest in five realms. They will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all the earth by virtue of his ability to withhold rain. Like the prophets of old, they will not shrink for declaring that sin is sin among the Jewish leaders. They will preach against the beast who blasphemes God, and we see that in Revelation chapter 13. They will testify concerning the character of the judgments being experienced. Also, they will preach against spiritual hypocrisy of the Jewish leadership.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.